Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And today, in just a moment, we'll be joined by our Money Map Coach Manager, Jocelyn Boutte.
Well, Jocelyn's going to help us today give some answers to your financial questions, and she'll also give you a feel for what it's like to interact with one of our Money Map coaches, because, Dave, I really want to sell or push the Money Map coaching opportunity. It's absolutely free, so I don't have to sell it, but I wanted our listeners to get a feel for the quality of counsel that they'll receive if they contact one of our Money Map coaches.
Well, Jocelyn will join us in just a minute. And by the way, if you'd like to submit a question to be answered on Money Life, just go to crown.org and click the Ask Chuck button, and you may be invited to ask us your question on a future Money Life program. But even if your question isn't chosen for Money Life, it'll be answered by Jocelyn or one of our other coaches. Now, before we get to some of your questions, we've got some tips on how you can save money at the grocery store. And these come from my favorite magazine, Good Housekeeping.
Oh, come on, Dave. Your favorite magazine?
No, that is not true. But it does enter our home, and I do say, I will say, I do read it.
Well, you're known for being the man of the Lazy Bee Farm, so maybe yours would be Good Farmkeeping, not Good Housekeeping. You know, another funny part about that is obviously these don't come from my own experiences, because planning ahead for grocery shopping is not what I do. But that's the first tip that they give, is to think through all of your meals, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the things that you'd like to have for an entire week, and then make a list of the ingredients that go into those meals. And once you get the ingredients laid out, then you can map out your attack in the store, because many stores actually offer an aisle-by-aisle floor plan that you can travel up and down those aisles and save yourself a lot of time. I typically wander through the store from zigzagging and asking, where is the bread? Where is the milk? You know, I don't know what I'm doing there. Here's another tip from Good Housekeeping. Check weekly store sales for items that are on your list, and then clip coupons that you can use from the Sunday paper. And another great free resource for matching coupons with a store sale is couponmom.com. And we've got a link on our website at crown.org to this article that has a lot more tips for saving time and money at the grocery store. And obviously, Dave, this comes from people who are expert at it and know a lot more about it than I do, because I tend to do it the opposite of this way.
Well, once again, that information is available at crown.org. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll go to the phones and answer some of your financial questions. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.
You know, God encourages us to invest, and he says in Ecclesiastes 11:2 to spread out or diversify to lower our risk. And one of the best ways to diversify is mutual funds. That's why Crown Financial Ministries offers the Sound Mind Investing Handbook, a step-by-step guide to managing your money from a biblical perspective, written by Austin Pryor. Recently updated to address timely topics, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook is one of the most comprehensive guides available on mutual fund investing. Yet, it's still easy to understand and use. And since this handbook is written from a biblical perspective, it'll teach you how to apply God's financial principles to your investing decisions. So whether you're a beginning investor or one with more experience, the Sound Mind Investing Handbook will help you invest more wisely. To get a copy, go to crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976. That's 1-800-722-1976 or crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. In the studio with me today is Jocelyn Boutte. Jocelyn, today we're going to be taking questions from our listeners, and I've asked you to join me because this is something you do all the time as manager of all of our Money Map coaches. You're very used to fielding questions, aren't you?
I do, and it's a real blessing to be involved and be able to share biblical principles to each person that comes asking questions.
Absolutely. Well, remind our listeners how they can get connected with the Money Map Coach before we go to our phones.
It's as easy as going to crown.org/coaches, and you can choose to chat online with a coach, or you can request someone in your area.
Well, we're going to go to our callers right now. Antonio in Portland, Tennessee is on the line. Antonio, welcome to Money Life.
Hi there, Chuck. My situation is that we've been battling this situation about 4 years ago when I lost my job, and I was seemingly blackballed, but I can do all things through Christ. We did work through it, get a job, and we used unusual means to get out of paying some of the bills. And about 6 months ago, I came to a conclusion that we weren't saving any money. And I just, no matter what I did, how I cut, I could not save any money. And I arrived at this revelation that, you know, this has got to stop. And at this point, we've gone to some attorneys, and there's a lot of shame. There's a lot of hurt involved because I didn't want to do it. I just don't want to do it. I still don't want to do it. But I guess my question is that is it all right? Did I do the right thing? Especially as a Christian, you just there's just a lot of bad feelings involved and emotions about doing the right thing and not being able to fulfill them.
Now, Antonio, are you referring to filing bankruptcy when you say you don't
yes.
want to do it?
Yes.
And you
yes.
lost your job 4 years ago, correct?
I did. I did lose my job. It was a situation, I think it was for the right reason. Someone was being sued. I work in a hospital. The hospital was being sued because someone had lost their life, and everybody basically forgot what happened except me. Mm. I'm not trying to be self-righteous about it or anything like that. On the contrary, but I do know one thing, that there was a lot of things that all of a sudden were mattered that before did not, and yes, I ended up getting fired.
So are you back at work, Antonio?
Yes, sir. I am working, yes.
All right, and do you have similar income that you had 4 years ago?
Yes, I do.
All right, so give me some idea of how much you owe relative to your income. I call that your debt to income ratio. Do you know what the ratio is?
I owe about $60,000. I don't know the ratio, and we make about $85,000.
Okay, well, your ratio is less than 1-to-1. You owe less than you earn in a year. And from my perspective, you still have a great deal of hope to avoid bankruptcy. Now, I realize it sounds like you're in a lot of financial pain right now. Is that correct?
Correct, because of the fact that the problem, Chuck, is or the challenge, let me use that word, is that every time something comes up, I don't have any money to fix it. And about 4 months ago, that's when all this started.
Yes.
And I'm at a point that it just I need to save money so when those situations arrive, I can fix it. And I would love a solution.
Yes.
Stop this right now.
Well, Antonio, this is what we do all the time. And Jocelyn Boutte is in the studio with me today. And we take hundreds and thousands of requests for help like this from around the country and now from around the world. And just stepping back and stepping outside of your personal pain, you are not in so much trouble that it cannot be repaired. So I want to actually encourage you. There are cases where we talk to people who have 200% debt-to-income ratio, meaning they're upside down by a factor of 2. You're not upside down by a factor of 100% yet, and it's going to take some work. But I would like to encourage you probably to seek consumer credit counseling help, not to consolidate your debt, but to get on a debt management plan where you can start to slowly pay back the bills that you owe, and then to set aside some money to get out of this cycle of constantly being behind. And I know you're stressed out about it, Antonio, because you're very, very tired. You're weary of not having money to pay for things, and you're going further into debt. But bankruptcy is a very temporary solution that creates some long-term hardships for you. And I would recommend that you step back and let us give you some coaching, some free coaching that will help you get on a plan to avoid bankruptcy. I realize that it is an option to you to temporarily get some relief. But the same thing needs to happen if you file bankruptcy than if you don't. You need to get on a plan to start paying back the debts that you owe and to be able to save some money. So all that bankruptcy would do would be to interrupt the pain that you have and intercept it temporarily. And I want to talk to you more about that if you can stay on the line. We've got to take a break here in just a second. Well, Jocelyn, so many people are right where Antonio is. They're trying to decide bankruptcy or no bankruptcy. How often do our Money Map coaches encounter this same scenario?
there's a lot of people that come to us who feel they need bankruptcy, but in 3.5 years, I have actually seen one coaching participant file bankruptcy. And she was a widowed lady. She had $100,000 in debt. She was on Social Security, and there was just no way for her to dig out of it. So we referred her on to a professional who could help her get a plan to be able to protect her home and the vehicle she needed, and to manage the debt that she could, and to take those steps forward.
But in this case, Jocelyn, it's clear that there's a lot of emotion, but there's but the facts really don't indicate that bankruptcy is necessary at all.
I would absolutely say bankruptcy is not needed in this case. He's definitely feeling the emotional pain, and that's where he needs to realize that there's a difference in what we feel emotionally and what we need to do financially, and separate those two areas.
Absolutely. Well, we've got time for another call. Kevin from Tampa, Florida, you're on the line. Welcome to Money Life.
Well, hello. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Great. What's on your mind today?
Well, I am currently unemployed, and I'm trying to cut costs. And I have disability insurance, but I have a 3% cost of living rider. So that means my premiums do increase every year, and that's getting fairly expensive. I was wondering, would you recommend keeping the cost of living rider, or should I try and get new disability insurance without the cost of living rider?
Well, that is a great question, Kevin, and we want to answer that when we come back. We've got to take a break. If you'll stay on the line, we'll get right back to you. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll take a break, and we will be right back.
Handling money God's way can be filled with challenges, and many questions can come up along the way. Wouldn't you like to have someone you can turn to when you're not sure what to do next? Well, you do. A Money Map Coach from Crown Financial Ministries. Money Map Coaches work one-on-one with you to develop a spending plan, get out of debt, and practically apply other biblical principles of stewardship to your everyday finances. Your coach will be with you each step of the way to help you make healthy, long-term improvements in your finances. Money Map Coaching is available in person in many areas and everywhere online. Either way, you'll get personal attention that's confidential and free. To find out what's offered in your area or to become a Money Map Coach yourself, call 1-800-722-1976 or visit crown.org. Get connected with a Crown Money Map Coach today. Call 1-800-722-1976 or go to crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. Today, Jocelyn Boutte has joined me, and we're taking your calls. Kevin from Tampa, Florida is on the line. Kevin, when we left off, you were asking about the cost of living rider for your disability insurance, and I have a question for you.
Okay.
Have you checked your insurance coverage to see what the benefits would be if you were disabled while unemployed? Do you know how it would pay?
My understanding, it was would pay the straight, it's like $2,200 in benefits a month, but I have not checked since I was unemployed.
Okay, because normally they pay a percentage of your income that you were earning while you were employed, so you want to be sure and check the fine print on that coverage.
Okay.
Secondly, how much does the policy increase in value when you have this cost of living expense increase? In other words, is there also an increase on the upside? So you're basically staying even with the benefits versus the cost?
Well, if I ever got disabled after the first year or the second year, then my benefits would increase by 3%. And
right.
Then it would continue to increase every year after that.
Okay.
But that's only if I become disabled and have to use the policy.
All right. And then what's the outlook for your future employment?
Well, I'm an architect, so construction industry is is non-existent right now. So, I mean, hopefully I can find a job in the next year, but I don't know.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I believe that it's probably more important to save the money and to be sure that your liquidity is improved versus having this cost of living rider for your disability insurance in place. Jocelyn, you may want to talk a little bit about the Money Map plan.
Exactly. I think this is where you need to go back to the Money Map, and it's easy to get distracted with the question when we need to go back to home base and see exactly where we're at. And Destination One is where you get on the spending plan and you're saving $1,000 for emergency. So I would definitely make sure that you start back at Destination One and see exactly where you're at. And especially since you're in the architectural field, you may want to be looking in other fields of career that are similar but may not be in the construction industry, because I can honestly say from experience, my dad's an architect, and as you well know, that field is extremely struggling right now. So maybe now is the time to get a little creative and see where the Lord is taking you. But to build that foundation for your family financially very strong, make sure that you go to crownmoneymap.org and check out our website. They're a very interactive, great way to get started on a plan.
And do you know where you are on the Money Map, Kevin?
I think I'm like at 3, or I believe, but I'm not exactly sure.
Okay. Well, I do think that's an important place to start, as opposed to keeping this disability in place. That's at least what I would recommend to you.
Okay.
All right, Kevin. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
Well, we're going to go to our next caller, Connie in Findlay, Ohio. You're on the air. Welcome to Money Life. How can we help you today?
I have a question. In becoming debt-free, should giving generously be the end result, or should it be gradually phased in while becoming debt-free?
That is a great question, Connie. Are you debt-free, or are you on your way?
No, we're working on that. In 7 years, we should be debt-free.
Well, great. You're doing a super job, right?
Yeah, we're working. We're doing okay.
Okay, so let me see if I understand your question. Should you increase your generosity before you're debt-free, or get debt-free and then increase your generosity? Do I have
Correct.
That right?
Yep.
I think in this environment, it is important that you get debt-free, because your generosity can be sustained long-term once you get rid of all debt service, all interest payments, and then you can reallocate the way you're using your resources to really, really increase your generosity. That would be my plan.
Okay, so that would make sense then, because then you'd have all that money freed up that you could actually give to giving and not have to worry about having to take it away.
Right, and the average household budget in America today, 14% of all dollars are spent on debt service. 2.5% are going to charitable giving. So think about if we could all eliminate that debt service payment and apply that to charitable giving. The kingdom of God would just take off with generosity. So I'm a big advocate of eliminating the debt and then increasing generosity.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to Money Life.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, Jocelyn, you live in the Ohio area, but you actually serve people all over the world as a Money Map coach.
Yes, it's amazing. One day I started out the morning in New York working with a coaching participant, and by the evening I had worked with someone in Florida, someone in Texas, someone in California, and I've even worked with people from France, England, all across the globe.
Well, you get a wide variety of questions as our listeners are hearing our calls today. You have those who are in acute financial pain, considering bankruptcy, to those who are doing very well, like we just heard, that are considering increasing their generosity because they're nearly debt-free. Are those the kind of questions that you typically get as a Money Map coach?
Oh, we see the entire gamut, from the people that just really need that next step. They need the encouragement to take the step that the Lord is leading them, and then those that just really feel like everything's falling apart. And we try to be that encouragement and the tool the Lord can use to take them on their journey.
I know that the Money Map coaches are all busy right now. We're seeing a tremendous increase in requests for help. But you're actually open for business to take more and more and more. How can people who want Money Map coaching help get in touch with a Money Map coach?
It's as simple as going to crown.org/coaches, and they can request an in-person coach, or they can chat online with a coach. And if they don't have internet access, they can call our 800 number, 1-800-722-1976.
Well, Jocelyn, I do hope that people will get in touch with our Money Map coaches. It's the invisible arm of this ministry with a huge reach around the world. But thanks for joining me today.
Glad to be with you.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll take a break, and we'll be right back.
A successful business in a challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes wisdom. The kind of wisdom that can only come from the time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills found in the Bible. Authored by financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring, borrowing and lending, tithing on business income, and much more. Whether you're a startup, an established firm, or you work for someone else, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you with wisdom from God's Word. To purchase your copy of Business by the Book or to learn more about other business tools and resources, go to crown.org. That's crown.org. Or call us at 1-800-722-1976. Begin building a biblical foundation for business success today.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck, as we wrap up today's program, let's just spend a few minutes and talk about this whole Money Map coaching opportunity that we have for our listeners. And there is online Money Map coaching, and then there's the individual one-on-one Money Map coaching.
Absolutely, Dave. When we originally created the Money Map, we wanted to simplify the process down into steps so that people could see where they are and then understand the process to go from step one to step two. We actually call them destinations on the Money Map. Mm-hmm. So the Money Map allows you to see where you are and where you want to go. Now, what we added was the feature of allowing you to interact with somebody who is trained in helping you to identify those two very simple things. Where am I and where do I need to go? Because oftentimes finances look like a bowl of spaghetti. You need some help sorting everything out. If your personal finances look like a great big shoebox full of receipts and you don't know where to start, a Money Map coach is trained to help you start right there, even if it's a mess. So there's no reason to be embarrassed. The sessions are totally confidential, whether you meet with someone online or in person. Also, they're very personal. You'll talk to somebody who knows you by name, who will consistently walk through the process with you. You can contact them over and over and over again. That's why they're there. In fact, our coaches are motivated from a servant's heart. They truly want to serve other people. They have no ulterior motive. So it's a place where you can trust those who are willing to help you. They're not trying to sell you anything. They're not trying to convince you to do anything that's not right and appropriate according to God's Word. So they're biblical as well, Dave, and that allows you to have confidence that it's not just one man's opinion or one woman's opinion, that your coach is looking to God for their source of wisdom.
One of the things that Jocelyn has mentioned to us is that often people, when they contact the Money Map coaches, they're way into their problem. They're, and some of them, in some cases, are beyond being able to be helped. Do you need to wait till you're in trouble, or can you join in with a Money Map coach at the beginning of your journey?
Well, the sooner that you recognize that you need help and take that step to get help, the better off you are. It is true that oftentimes people contact our coaches and their problems are acute. It's like the house is on fire and they forgot to dial 911, and it's way into the house fire. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. We want to talk to those people as well, because if nothing else, we can pray with you and give you some guidance in the midst of that to keep the pain from being so great. And many times, a person simply needs someone else to walk through the problem with them. Mm-hmm. And our coaches are very capable of doing that, Dave. But I do recommend, if you have a problem, take action today. Contact us and let us begin the process helping you now before it gets too late.
Well, to get in contact with a Money Map coach, call 1-800-722-1976 and ask to be referred to one of our Money Map coaches. Or if you prefer, go to crown.org and click Find a Coach. That's crown.org and click Find a Coach. Remember, coaching is available in person or online, and it's free of charge. Well, for Chuck and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.